views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key.
Okay, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is November the 13th, Friday the 13th, 2015, and we have a live show for you today. And I just want to thank you all, as always, for listening. And before we get started, definitely continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Because this is a network that is for you, and it's by people, and the information is put together by people just like you. Hey, it's so important in today's time and in the age in which, in the paradigms in which we are in now, that we have information that's being brought to us by not the propaganda or those that are actually controlling the masses of people, but those that really want to liberate and have the people to be completely free. So without a doubt, we're going to jump in on today's show. We got a live show that's coming on. We have just before we get started, let me just fix some things here. And I just want to say really, really appreciate you all. Listen, everyone, if you're interested in doing sales representation and distributing for G&A surveillance. We had this show on with Dr. Alexander yesterday. Definitely send me a email. You can email me at Wolf, W-O-L-F, 6, then P-A-C-K, the number 1, at Gmail. That's Wolf, 6, pack 1, at Gmail. And if you're interested in the sales rep, just put in sales rep. If you're interested in professional services, put professional services. If you offer some form of professional service that would overall be beneficial to your business and to the surveillance business, which Gerald has. And if you are interested in becoming an investor, also put that in. We're going to have different conference calls for each of the categories, and the categories are sales reps, distributors, and also professional services and investors. And let me tell you, this is a great opportunity to get in on a company that is a global company that is going to have the capability to have multi-million dollar contracts globally. And this is where you want to get in before the general population knows about it and before it expands to much greater. So if you're interested in that, definitely give me a email me, and the email address one more time is email is Wolf, like the animal, W-O-L-F, the number 6, P-A-C-K for pack, and the number 1 at gmail.com. And just put in the email what it is that you are interested in doing. Got some great response yesterday, and we're going to extend this for a little while to get the people so that everyone knows. And if you want to get involved in it, get involved with it as a sales rep, a distributor, or a professional service. If you have professional service that you can offer the business, that will also be good for your business. And you know, if you're in that type of field or have those type of capability skills, or you're in that profession, you know exactly what I'm speaking of. And also, if you're interested in being an investor, we will definitely kick off with that in the very, very near future. And this is all growing, and I'm glad that the opportunity for collective prudence is there. And this is something that is expanding leaps and bounds, because you can only imagine how many people are going to have this technology. And you have heard it first here on Tando Radio Show, and you can get involved in on it. So great opportunity there. So today's show, we're going to have it. So, you know, have my man Chico Stick is going to come in. And the thing about Chico Stick, we put it in that we were going to talk about current events. And, of course, there's a lot of current events that are going on right now. And so without Chico Stick. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here. How you doing, Dave?
Dave, what's up, Chico Stick? Good. Welcome to Tando. Welcome back on Tando Radio Show, which is, you know, one of your little homes, because the listeners absolutely love your perspective, Chico Stick, and they really do appreciate you coming on to the show. Had many requests for asking for when you were going to come back, and so we just had to make sure that our schedule was lined up, and I'm glad that it lined up for today for some of the things that are happening in the world that we really need to get to the people so that they can prepare themselves for what's coming down the pipe. So just want to, once again, Chico Stick, welcome to Tando Radio Show, and thank you for taking out your busy schedule to come on and to talk about some of the current events and some of the things that are going on in the world.
Well, so thank you for having me, man. Thank you. And I say a good shout out and hope everybody's good. All your listeners, everybody's doing good as always, you know.
Good. Yes, sir. Yes, we're doing really, really, really well. So, hey, we had a show with it, you know, Chico Stick and I already had a show already planned out. But of course, because of some of the events that have happened within the past that have transpired in the past about 4 hours now. Of course, there's a lot that's going on in France, in Paris, that we will be touching. But just before we do that, one of the things I want to do is tell everyone, hey, go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook, and you can see some of the information that we posted there. There's a lot of information that's posted there and some of the articles that we have there. So I'm going to just run through some of the articles, then we're going to get into the current events with my man Chico Stick. Okay, so since the last time that we had our show, let me scroll down some of the things that are there that I think you should really know about. Okay, so here we go. There are yesterday I posted. Well, no. Let me go down a little bit. There we go. Here we go. Okay. Yesterday we posted that there's a lot of actually protesting and rioting that's going on in Greece as we speak now, as the people are starting to push back against the austerity measures within Greece because they are also getting an influx of migrants from the Middle East that are pouring in and flooding their country. So Europe is a very, very unstable place right now. And I believe it's purposely being designed. So the Greek people are actually protesting in numbers. They've decided that they're not going to participate in the overall economy itself. So they said that since the economy is breaking down and things, them, they're going to neglect the overall economy within Greece. So the people have started to do economic protests against everything in Greece. So Greece is also, they're actually having riots as we speak. And this is something that is going to be continuing, I can see, for the very foreseen future and into probably for months to come, because this is something that is not going away. So very important article. That article was posted by The Guardian, and you can see it right there at The Guardian. So go to The Guardian and check out that article, something that you need to read and know about. Next we have, this comes from Bloomberg. And the story from Bloomberg is that energy defaults are getting louder as the pain is seen as lasting into 2016. There are multiple companies within, let me pull this article up really quickly. Very important article because it tells a lot about what's going on. Energy default alarms getting louder as the pain seen lasting into 2014. This was from yesterday in Bloomberg. And it says, four firms owning a combined $4.8 billion warned this week that they may be on the brink of default. And that's Penn Virginia Corp, Peregrine Offshore PLC, Magnum Hunter Resource Group, and Emerald Oil Inc. said that their auditors have expressed doubt that they can continue to go on with the concerns and the falling oil prices that are squeezing access to credit, they said. And everyone from Morgan Stanley to Goldman Sachs Group Inc. is predicting that these energy companies won't rebound anytime soon, or the energy sector won't rebound any soon. The industry is bracing for a wave of failures, and the investors that have been stunned by the bets on improving market earlier this year, trying to stay away from the sector. Barclays PLC analyst says that this will cause the default rate among speculative grade companies to double in the next year. Marathon Asset Management is predicting default rates among high yield energy companies will balloon to as high as 25% accumulatively in the next 2 to 3 years if oil remains below $60 a barrel. This is really, really important. Chico Stick and I will also touch on this and why this is so important, because these companies are basically, they're dead in the water now. They are totally, totally dead in the water because they took out large, large debt, a large amount of debt in order to get the infrastructure, to get the land that they wanted to drill for, and then to get the equipment in order to bring the oil to market. And that oil that they were going to bring to market in order for them to make a profit was in the $90 a barrel range. If it's down by $50 a barrel, just do the math. If you're in business and you need $90 an hour and you're only getting $40 an hour, guess what? You won't be in business for long, because it's just the shortfall that you won't be able to make up. And this is being purposely done. So check out this article, very, very important one, that's there because it's telling you where we're going economically. Also, continues. Next one, next article is also from Bloomberg. And this one is OPEC challenges Shell afresh of Iraqi crude floods U.S. market. There is a, well, let me just get this up. Let me tell you what they were talking about here. 1 second, sorry. OPEC's latest challenge to U.S. shale oil production would be about a 2-mile-long line end-to-end and weighing almost 300 metric tons is due to arrive in American ports this month. And they've already stacked up down in Galveston, Texas right now. Over 2 miles of tankers, oil tankers from Iran are already in port. Iraq, the fastest growing producers within the 12-nation group, loaded as many as 10 tankers in the past week to deliver crude to the U.S. ports in November. Shipping and tracking chart compiled by Bloomberg shows the amassing. Assuming that these arrivals are on schedule, the 19 million barrels being hauled would make the biggest monthly influx from Iraq since June of 2012. According to Energy Information Administration figures, the cargo shows how competitive for sales among the members of the Organized of Petroleum, and it's OPEC, Organized for Petroleum Exports countries, is spilling out into the global market, intensifying competition within the U.S. products whose own output has restrained since the summer. For tanker owners, it means that the rate of these ships are heading for the best quarter in 7 years, fueled partly by the surge in one of the industry's longest trade routes. So basically, what is happening here, this is an old tactic that the U.S. used to bring down and try to bring down Russia by flooding their market with oil. Now the reverse is happening, because that is going to do what? Drive the prices of oil down even further. I wouldn't be surprised if you won't see $30 a barrel in the coming future. And that is going to be an economic disaster for this economy. Yes, your price at the pump is going to go way, way down, but that is not going to be a good thing, because all of the companies that are in that industry and dependent upon that oil price to be at a certain benchmark is going to fall way below that. And this is how they're going to be going out of business. And this is what the wealthy do. They drive their competition out of business and make them sell for pennies on the dollar. That's what's really happening here with this flood of oil that we're seeing. So we're going to touch and talk about that, because this all is linked together. Another article. This comes from Sputnik. And Russia offensive in Syria drives up global demand for Russian arms. It was earlier this week I had talked about how Russia right now, because of its capability, what it displayed in the Caspian Sea, being able to shoot a cruise missile 900 miles from the Caspian Sea to hit targets within, embedded targets within Syria of ISIS, was a display of military feat that is unprecedented. That's basically like shooting a cruise missile from California to Tennessee and being able to hit its target. And that's a cruise missile from a naval warship. So what is happening is that the world is starting to not buy the military arms from Deagle Incorporated, and they're buying straight from Russia. Russia now has outflanked the U.S. once again militarily and economically by driving up their overall demand for the rest of the world to buy Russian arms. This is a asymmetrical tactic that they've used against the U.S. and is working to perfection, and is going to cause even more problems for this economy. So very, very important article. Check that one out. We talked about that, but we'll touch it again. Another article that's there from Sputnik says that Russia can take control of the Baltic Sea and block NATO from entering the area. Huge because of the natural resources within the Baltic. That's an article that you also should check out, because right now the battle is for resources. And if, lo and behold, the U.S. had throughout history had a stranglehold on resources by having military, strategical military bases all over the globe. But now that is actually working against them, just like the Roman Empire. The one thing that they overextended themselves with having military bases all throughout the world, and it increased their debt beyond being able to service. And that's where we are now. So they're choking on their own former colonizing success. So great article to check out there. Also, sanctions against Russia not working, says a French senator. Good article for you to check out also. The economic collapse, the train wreck that is happening now. And this comes from preppersfortress.com. Check out that article. Really, really good one. And we will definitely be talking about and touching on that today. Another really good article that everyone should really check out is that Common Core and NASA, parents in the crime of poisoning the perception of our children. Common Core and NASA, parents in the crime of poisoning the perception of our children. Really, really good article that's there. Talks about how Common Core and NASA are working together to actually destroy the abilities of our children. Really, really good article. That is going to be a show on its own, but check that out. So important, because this Common Core stuff that they're trying to teach these children in school is actually so confusing, but it's meant to be that way. And there is a design plan behind that. And we're going to touch on that at a later date. So another good article. I want to go through these articles real quick before we get into the current events with Chico Stick. Judge okays FDA's decision to approve addictive banned drugs in 150 countries. Judge okays federal FDA's decision to approve additives banned in 150 countries. This is really, really important, because let me tell you, what we have going on here is that we are actually being given drugs, and they're trying to alter our physical state with synthetic drugs. This is why we have the higher numbers of autism among our young people. This is why we have some of the diseases that we have. A lot of us, you know, I talk about this on the show before. There isn't any person that you've ever known that has, in this current time, probably in the last 50 to 70 years, that has died of natural causes. They've actually been murdered by, they've actually been murdered by the overall agenda that's being put forth by Big Pharma. So this is a real good article. The FDA decided to approve some things that are banned in 150 countries. And believe me, there's good reasons why those bans are there. Next article comes from the Daily Mail. The Vatican properties are operating as brothels and massage parlors. Well, that comes from the Daily Mail. Very good read. Check that out also. We're going to keep moving. Then there is an article that we talked about this yesterday. Facebook, Scotty sent this to us. Facebook says government demands more and more users' data. This is another great article, and this comes from The Guardian, and it goes to what Scotty was saying yesterday, is that now the government is pushing different groups, Facebook, of course, which we call Fedbook, and other organizations to give up the information on some of their users. And this is being, you know, so that they can track you in so many things and profile you in so many, you know, who you are and what you do for a reason because of some of the things that are coming in the future. So check that article out. Another great one, the Aleutian Cyclone Aleutian Cyclone undergoes multiple winds at 195 miles per hour, gust report. This comes from weather.com. Basically, one of the things that I was hearing a while back is that we're going to start to see in the winters that we're in now, where we're going to start to see land-based hurricanes. And this is actually a land-based hurricane that is going to turn into that possibly. And so this is something that everyone should be watching and seeing what those ramifications are, because I believe that these are nothing more than the weather that is being manipulated. And I don't know if I got to post it, but there was some postings of what has been in some of the chemtrails and there's been fiber optics, like long strands of fiber optic line that a lot of experts have been saying that they're using that to control and manipulate the weather. So, and let me tell you, the weather can definitely be used as a weapon. And I think this is something that we should really pay attention to and find out more information so that we can effectively protect ourselves from what's coming. So I believe that the next couple of winters are going to be very, very harsh for a good reason, because it's designed that way. So check out that article. Really good one. This is a really, really good article by the Washington Post. The Supreme Court could soon deliver a crushing blow to the Sixth Amendment. Now, I want to take some time with this one because this is really, really important. There's a case right now. Let me get my computer up. There's a case right now that's before the Supreme Court, and it's going to be a precedent-setting case. If I can get my computer to come up. Okay, here we go. And the case of Lewis versus the United States arose in 2012 when Lewis was indicted in Florida on charges of operating a scheme that alleged defrauding Medicare upwards of $40 million. The federal prosecutors in the case sought to obtain a pretrial order freezing her assets, which would make this order notable. Order notable is that the federal government moved to freeze not only her tainted assets, ones that they believe that she acquired from the business or was in direct line to the business and to the gain of what they were accusing her of. Doesn't mean that it happened was true, but tainted assets, meaning those assets that can be arguably traced back to the alleged underlying crime. But the federal government also moved to freeze Lewis's undisputed legitimate assets, which amount to some $15 million that can't be connected in any way to any alleged crime or criminal activity. Put differently, Lewis versus the United States raises significant questions about both the scope of the Sixth Amendment and the reach of the federal asset forfeiture laws. Lewis, who has yet to have been convicted of any crime connected to this matter, seeks to access her wholly legitimate assets in order to fund her criminal defense. She maintained that this is her right under the Sixth Amendment, which is very true. It is. The federal government seeks to stop her, arguing that the Sixth Amendment should pose no barrier to prosecuting tactics. What? They're just making crap up now. According to the federal government, because of Lewis's assets could be subject to forfeiture, she is ultimately convicted. Exactly. because they've taken her means to support herself, support her family, and to support her defense, she's basically been convicted, because without being able to fund her defense, then she would have to plead or take a deal that that the feds want to give her. This is nothing but a bullying tactic. Federal prosecutors should not stop from freezing all of her assets and forfeiture assets before she goes to trial. Just to restate the emphasis that the court would decide whether the government can freeze all of a defendant's assets before trial, even those the government itself considers aren't tainted by any connection to any criminality, thus effectively preventing the defendants from paying for his or her defense. And of course, the government won't admit that this is why they're freezing the assets. They should be able to freeze enough property to cover any judgments that may be issued against the defendant. But the Supreme Court rarely questions the motives of the state actors. If the prosecutors can plausibly claim it is freezing the assets for the right reasons, it's generally good enough. This is crazy. This is nothing more than a tactic to where you won't be able to defend yourself and they will be able to seize your assets. You are proven guilty as soon as the government now alleges that you've made a crime. So no longer do you have any due process at all. There is no such thing as due process now if this goes through. And this is going to be something that is going to be a precedent-setting case. It's totally unconstitutional, because you know that they're now changing the definition and making stuff up about what they want to do now. What they want to do now. This is something that every person should be alarmed about, concerned about, and should not allow to happen. Lewis versus the United States. This is a very clear-cut bullying and misrepresentation of people's constitutional rights. And let me say something about constitutional rights. They are proving it right here that they're nothing more than exactions. Nothing more than exactions. So this is very, very important. And we need to spend some time on that. And that article is posted there in Tando. This is something that you need to tell friends and to share with as many people as possible. Second article, Russia's secret torpedo at the cutting edge of underwater technology. Another good article there, basically telling that the U.S., as generals have already said, that they cannot compete with the U.S., with Russia's in China's military capabilities of today, the technology that they have. They may not have as much equipment, but everything that they do have is effective and works better than what the abundance of failure that the U.S. government military has now. And you're going to start to see that play out. It already played itself out in the Black Sea with the USS Donald Cook versus the old SU-64 propeller bomber that made 12 bombing runs on the USS Donald Cook, which is the most advanced cruise missile vessel in the Navy Armada. So, very important article there. Basically, this was Russia's answer to the U.S. sending up their little message over the past weekend, shooting their ballistic missiles on display for everyone in Southern California, particularly in the Los Angeles area and San Diego area, to see that. And Russia's response to that was they sent them a memo and a copy of the torpedoes that they now have. Huge technology. These things actually, the speed in which they can almost, they probably have torpedoes that can almost go as fast as the speed of sound because of the technology that they have under the ocean. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to knock out a couple more articles, and then we're going to get straight to Chico 6, and we're going to talk about current events, what's going on in the world, and what you need to know and how to prepare for it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. It's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tandor Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and I just want to thank you all for listening today. And if you have any questions or comments, definitely get in on the conversation. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and just hit *61, and I will see that you have a question or comment, which we already have someone in the queue. We will be right with you, person that's in the queue, in one or two seconds, and we're just going to finish this out. And then we'll get right to you so that you can make your question or comment known today. So let's hurry up because we have some callers that are already in the queue. Don't like to keep the callers waiting. Let me just run through the more articles that we have. And this comes from NBC News. New survey finds that 1 in 45 children have autism. And where do you think this is coming from? It's coming from the vaccination. When I was growing up, when Scotty was growing up, We didn't have the massive amount of people with autism. There was a few, but it's nowhere near what we have now. Nor do we have the autoimmune diseases that we have, the advent of the autoimmune diseases and so many other diseases that we have now. There's definitely something that's in the water and there's definitely something that's in the food, but for sure the real poison starts in the vaccination. So, important article. Share with parents. Share this article with parents, especially those with newborns, so that they can consider if they want to actually have their children to receive all of these vaccinations, especially all of the vaccinations at one time that their bodies can't endure, and it is altering their bodies. And if you want to risk autism for your children to have autism, that's something that you will have to decide to do. No way in the world I would do that. Willingly. There's other things that you can do. And some of the diseases that they're so-called giving you immunization from are far better and easier to deal with than autism. So find out about this, especially if you or your wife or you as ladies, if you're pregnant and anyone in your family is expecting children or have very young children, this is something that you need to know about. This is nothing about conspiracy theory. This is all about the science and the evidence that substantiate and validate that autism is probably created from these vaccinations. And I'll go ahead and say it definitely is. There's just too much evidence for it not to be. Next article. World Health Organization to classify aging as a disease. Aging as a disease. Open the floodgates for new drugs. Wow. This is a good article to share, and let me tell you, we're going to touch on this, but this is something that has a lot of underlying influences that's in there. Aging as a disease. It's a lot there. It's a lot there, and so we'll definitely talk about and touch on that. And another major, major one is that yesterday, this comes from theatlantic.com, and this comes from theatlantic.com reports, Israel strikes targets within Syria again. Now, why is this so important? Israel is actually targeting and attacking Assad forces who are being supported and are being augmented by Russian troops. So basically, the Russians are in Syria to fight ISIS. In Israel, and you know who has sent the most money, military aid and military funding to Israel, the U.S., and that was about, what, $3.4 billion that we looked at yesterday on the scale. Israel's now, and they have been, bombing and having airstrikes against Assad forces. Tells you everything that this proxy war, and let me tell you, this is very deadly, because it's only a matter of time before Syria responds to Israel, or Israel actually attack some of the assets of Russia. And this is going to physically kick off World War III into full blown over there. What is Israel doing attacking Syria? A sovereign nation, and they're going into and bombing them. The setup is in. The setup is totally, totally in. And these are some of the things that you need to know. Also today, here's the breaking news of the day. if you haven't heard already, that there's been multiple attacks within France, and these attacks were done by there were explosions and shootings in various parts of France, in some very, very densely populated and popular places within France. And right now there is there was a stadium, the football stadium, which, you know, soccer for them. It was a major football game between Germany and France, where the president of France was attending. There were actually explosions, multiple explosions that were done there in this attack. Of course, they're going to say it was a terrorist attack, because that's what it's basically leading to. And from that, there were multiple people that were injured and killed in that attack. And then there were other attacks throughout the city, one at a cafe, one at a concert location. And a concert location was a place where an American band from California, get the irony of this, the name of the band was Eagles of Death Metal, was going to be performing tonight. And there at the concert venue, there was hostages that were taken, and they say there's over 100 hostages that were taken by the actual terrorist group. And as last reported, they see that there's probably the death toll is now at 60, and it's probably going to continue to climb. And all in part of some of the things that are going on in the world today. And the reason why we have our man Chico Stick that's in queue, don't want to keep him waiting anymore. Chico Stick, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sorry about that. Just had to run through the news real quick. Chico Stick, man, crazy times in which we live in right now. But no big surprises if you've been paying attention to what's been going on for the past 20 years and understand what has happened in the past 100 years. You can actually see where we are in history, and it's so, so important that our people really start to open their eyes and start to prepare for what's happening, because what you're seeing to happen in Europe right now is going to, in my opinion, is going to make its way here, because we have proxy wars that are being fought all over the place, and they're going to spring out into full-blown confrontations within the regular communities of the world, and this will affect the United States also. It's just a matter of time before the violence that we see in foreign countries will be extended to here, and that is actually, that threshold has already been past, but we're going to see it in more greater quantities and greater mass and devastation in the future because of what's going on in the world. So, Chico Stick, what's your take on some of the current event things that we see right now with, you know, from Syria to the South Sea of China with the proxy war with the United States and ISIS and Israel and Russia? We're in a full-blown mess, and if you know, and I know you know history. These are some of the same tactics that were used to start the different world wars of the past. So I think that we are in the early threshold stages of World War III before it's even announced. And it's just going to be a matter of time before we have the Dutch, the Ferdinand assassination moment.
We just so, may. You know that for those who are – I'm sorry, Dave.
No, go ahead, Chico Stick.
I said for those who just a brief interjection, just for those who are in front of a television or don't have a computer or you know can't look this up. They just I guess they're the Paris police. They're storming the concert hall. They got 100 hostages at the Paris concert hall, and apparently they heard 5 explosions now going on. You got a couple of people on the inside literally posting to Instagram as everything is going on. You know, God bless them. You know, God help them. But so I guess they're trying to free these hostages, but so they're not sure these 5 explosions were the police going in with standard procedures, you know, with the flashbangs and all that, or if these were, you know, unfortunately the quote unquote terrorists, you know, taking some of the hostages out and stuff like that. Yeah, that's going on right now. Yeah,
as we speak, unfolding. And, you know, we've seen this before. This was actually in Russia. Remember when in Russia, where the theater was taken over by the, it had come to me, I can't remember, the same ethnicity that the so-called Boston bombers were, it had come to me in a minute. They took over the theater in Russia, and actually they stormed and they gassed the place. And so this, we've seen this one before. And so all I want to say is that if they're going to storm, the actual venue with over 100 hostages, this is not going to turn out very well for a lot of people.
This is
the crossfires and everything. I would tell you the flashbangs that the police would be used are futile for these types of people, because that's only telegraphing where you're coming from, and they don't care. They're going to start engaging, and this is going to turn out extremely deadly. 100 people, it's not a good look. And so, you know, and this is, you know, on top of what happened today. There was some major news that there was a droning kill, and the Pentagon said that they're 99% for sure that jihadists, what do they call them?
Jihad John
was killed today. And this may be the response from a named terrorist group in response to this. I don't know. It hasn't been confirmed. And even if it is confirmed, let me tell you something. You can't believe anything that these people are telling you right now. Everyone is subject, because we already know how this plays out for mankind. And this is very, very deadly. So, Chico, stick with this. Where are we right now? And what is it that our listeners should know and should really start preparing for, in your opinion?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things, and again, it's my opinion. Thank you for clarifying that. I think one of the things that we have to, you know, understand, and like you always say this, is that the things that we see on the internet, the things that we see on, you know, on television and all this news, most of it is actually, you know, I mean, what I shouldn't say most of it, but there's a good portion of it which is not real, and a lot of it, they're half truths.
Right.
So when we understand that premise, when we start understanding that most of the things aren't the way they seem, or they are the way for, you know, with hiding things in plain sight, but you just don't understand or don't know what to look for, you know, then we start to understand that they're not, you know, that we're living in a world where, you know, it's almost one of these, you know, Wonderland worlds, you know, where everything is not what it seems.
Right.
This thing with the you were touching about it with the proxy war. You know, there was a couple of videos that, you know, that people send me from time to time. I got one not too long ago, a few days ago actually, which somebody was talking about what's the real reason, you know, of this whole Syria, and, you know, what's the real reason about, you know, Iran and, you know, and Pakistan and everything going. And the point of the video is always the same. They always end the same. Well, you know, they're trying to put a pipeline in there, and they want to control the oil pipeline, and whoever
right.
controls the oil controls the region, and, you know, they can, you know, really grab somebody, you know, have them by the neck, have them in a tight spot if you control the oil, if you control the flow of gas. Now, that may be true to a certain point. Obviously, if you control, you know, the oil, you're controlling a good portion of those countries', you know, economic, you know, their
development,
you know,
right.
And that's true at a certain point, but then we always have to take a step back, and that's what me and you, we always talk about. We always have to take a step back and say, if that was the underlying reason, if that's it, you know, I mean, do you really think that, you know, they're gonna let us figure that out? You know, it's like, hey, it's about the oil. Oh yeah.
Right.
Oh okay, sure. Right.
This
oil.
Is what I'm supposed to think.
Right. It's the oil. Hey, I'm so smart. I figured it out. It's the oil. We all want oil. You know, but the thing about it is, if you figure it out, if I figure it out, you know, and we figured it out, you know, just I read an article, you know, something, it's about the oil, then guess what? Then that means you're smarter than most of the people in this world, you know.
Right,
because,
right.
Because what happens is what they're doing is moving everything to a point where they can set up for what they want in the future.
Right.
And what they want you and I to believe is to believe, hey, everybody's fighting for oil, you know, when these guys are going to stop this. It's not about the oil. It's never been about the oil. Oil is one piece of it. It's never been about the oil.
Right.
Okay. Remember we were talking about earlier today, we were talking about how back in the 1950s, there was a group of Russian scientists who believed that they found the source of oil was actually what they call it abiotic.
Right.
Which means for our listeners, which means for some of us who may not understand the term, is just basically that it's the earth produces it naturally. It's a byproduct of whatever is going on in the mixing of the mantle and the lava and the core and, you know, the inside of the earth.
Right. Which, hold on, Tico, quick, because this point is so important, what you're making. And if you look at what oil does, oil is in car engines to do what? Break up thermal heat and heat velocity, right? So it's a great conduit and cooler of heat. Well, what happens in the mantle and the core of the earth? It's pressurized with heat. In oil, it actually does in vehicles what it does in the ground and within the mantle and within the core of the earth. So it's so important that we understand that, but so that we can start to see that these people been lying to us the whole time. So, but go ahead, Chico Stick.
Yes. Now I'm making a disclaimer. I'm not obviously a scientist, geologist, or anything of that nature. But there's things that, you know, we can put together that make sense, and then there's things that don't make sense. You know, it's like for those of us who watch Judge Judy every now and then, she always says the same thing over and over again. If something doesn't make sense, it's usually not true.
Right.
Okay. And so when we go back to you know, what the Russians are saying now, a lot of scientists, they dismiss it as crazy talk. They dismiss it as, you know, foolishness or just, you know, a big dream that the world, that the earth itself makes oil. But before we do that, you know, there's certain things that when I remember started doing this research several years ago, there's certain things that really caught my attention, which is inexplicable. And the number one or the first thing is that the whole idea that, you know, oil comes from fossils and from, you know, algae deposits and from, you know, ancient tree life, and it kind of gets all turned into a goo, and, you know, you add this to it and the earth adds that to it, and all of a sudden, hey, you got oil. You know, that up to now has only been a theory. You see,
right.
When I was in school, I thought that was it. But upon further research, it's only a theory, just like the evolution theory, just like how the Big
Right.
Bang theory. It's only
Right.
a theory. Up to today, 2015, scientists still don't know exactly where oil comes from. And this is the second thing regarding this, that, and this is probably really, for me, it's a big, you know, it gives you a big hmm, is that the hydrocarbons, okay, the hydrocarbons that are found in oil, okay, do not match the hydrocarbons which are in algae or in fossils.
Right.
Okay. And all the different kinds of mixings, you know, they take the fossil and all the different kind of experiments they take the fossils, they take, you know, bones, they take, you know, old tissue matter, they take algae, they take ancient trees, they try to mix it. They cannot come up and they cannot reproduce the hydrocarbons that are found in oil. So, again, the mystery is, you know, if hydrocarbons are in the oil, where are they coming from? They're certainly not coming from the fossils, you see? And that was the basis of, you know, of these Russian scientists in the 1950s. And when they started digging, you know, they saw that, you know, they would deplete certain pools of oil. But, you know, 30, 40 years later, you know, it was full again.
Right.
Now, some
it
people
would replenish itself. Right.
Exactly. Now, some people say, hey, it's just like seeped in from, you know, the bigger, you know, space from the bigger lake underneath, and then you seep back in. That could be true. I don't know. But they saw this time and time again. And what happens is that the reason, or one of the reasons they keep this from us, is because it's just like the diamond myth. And a lot of people don't know this either. You know, diamonds aren't really that scarce. It's just
no.
The myth. It's just the way it's all presented, and that's what keeps the prices up. It's like, oh my
right.
God, a diamond. You know, diamond
through the,
you know,
through the beard's manipulation. Exactly.
So if we were to tell people, hey, listen, oil actually just naturally produces in the earth, there's really no actual value to it, what would happen to the price of oil? Price of oil, I mean, you would be paying 5 cents a gallon, you know, for fuel, if that, you know, because we don't have to worry about that, hey, one day we're not going to have oil anymore. You know, there wouldn't be this big race for green energy. There wouldn't be this big race and all kinds of money.
For global warming and right, right.
You see, if they were to let that cat out of the bag, the repercussions would be big. So we have to keep the illusion that, hey, you know, oil. And so that brings us, you know, to modern times. It's like, hey, you know, the oil, if I can control the oil, then I'm the big dog. And, you know, I'm, you know, I can control, you know, the pipeline that goes through here, because it's very important, because there's so little of it that, you know, in 300 years, in 1,000 years, we're not going to have any. And as long as we keep that, you know, as long as we keep teaching that in the schools, as long as we keep believing that, then we're all going about our businesses, you know, go into Starbucks, go get a cup of coffee and say, hey, look, you know, we'll look at the news. Everybody's fighting again. Oh, boy, everybody wants to control the oil. And we'll leave it at that. And we'll never look deeper than just, hey, it's about the oil.
Right.
You see?
Exactly. And they control you by your belief system. Hey, Chico said, we got a caller that's in queue. I want to go to this caller. You want to take this call real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, great. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Chico Stick, our guest?
Actually, I had a comment for you, and I can wait until asking the guest, please.
You have music in the background. I can't hear over the music. What was that?
I said I had a comment for you. I can wait until your guest leaves.
I couldn't hear you, bro. I'm sorry. What did
he
you say?
He has a comment for you, but he could wait until I leave. But he can go
ahead. Oh, okay.
Ahead.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead, bro. Thanks, Chico. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you, bro. Go ahead.
Oh no. I'm in the store right now. So
okay.
Keep me in the queue and come back to me later then.
You sure? You can go ahead. I can hear you perfectly.
I'm in a Target. I don't want to make my.
Oh, comment, I got you. Okay. I'll keep you in queue. Okay. Okay, great. Love our listeners. That's right. They all over the place. I love it. Keep doing your thing, bro. Do your thing. Okay, so Chico Stick, you know, one of the things that I like to compare this to is just like the human body. The human body, regardless, is able to withstand a lot of trauma. Okay? It can endure trauma. It can actually, you know, some of the things that causes the human body to actually shut down or to die is the loss of blood. But all of the injuries, most of the injuries that people have that causes them to lose a lot of blood, the body, if it was able to replenish or maintain its blood pressure and its overall blood supply and its blood capacity, the person would survive. So it's the loss of blood that causes the body, in so many cases, especially with trauma, for the person to die, to actually die. Okay? And all of the blood loss that a person has, they would be able to replenish if they had the time to replenish it, because the body replenishes the blood supply. It's just like with the earth. Now, when they start taking out oil from the ground, the earth can replenish it as long as they are not taking it out faster than the earth is able to replenish that capacity. And when you start to take an extended amount of capacity of oil out of the ground, what does it cause the different areas to become? Unstable. And now you start to have ground movement. You start to have ground movement. Just like with the drought that we have in Southern California. Now, because of the large amount of water that has been displaced out of the reservoirs, the earth around it is starting to shift. And if you really look at oil, and from some of the studies that I've done and some from the scientists that I've been made aware of, what they're saying is that oil is like the lifeblood of the planet Earth, and it keeps the tectonic plates moving in a way without causing much friction so that the earth would not be unstable. Because you think about it, what causes earthquakes is the moving of tectonic plates, slipping, rubbing together, or pushing up and pushing up together and causing so much pressure that one overtakes the other. And so this is, you know, this is more of the reasonable scientific evidence that can be validated and substantiated through real science, which, you know, and I know real science is never brought to the general public's knowledge, because then they would lose a large percentage of their authority through the created manipulative belief system that they invoke on people, because that would actually cause them to lose their position of authority, because we would start to see, wait a minute, we're more self-sufficient than what we've been told. So yeah, it's so important with this whole oil thing. It's whenever they tell you it's about the oil, it's not. Whenever they tell you it's about the money, it's not. But first of all, you got to realize which money are they talking about. If they're talking about cash, cash is nothing. Cash is something that man creates and man can manipulate. Cash is something that can come and go, okay? And it's all manipulated by man. Easy come, easy go, because it has no intrinsical value at all. Cash does, but real money does, because it has intrinsical value, and that's so important. So yeah, Chico Stick, this whole thing about it's all about the oil is the smoke screen to maintain the paradigm of controlling the masses, because with oil you can control nations, and then from controlling nations you can control resources, and when you control resources you can control the general population at hand. And this is how I believe it's done, and these are the falsehoods that are being put forth before us, because cash is transferable. It goes from you to me and everyone else. It has no real value. Think about it. It's nothing more than a piece of paper with scribbly lines on it with some color on it. And if you really want a lot of that, then just create a foundation at your local or a drawing drive at your local grade school in the kindergartners, first graders and second graders, give you plenty of paper with scribbly lines and color on it. So it's real important that we start to ask the right questions about what's going on, because the questions are more important than the answers, because questions are eternal while an answer is temporary. So yeah, Chico Stick, it's really, really discouraging, because now in this time that we're in now, we are moving to a very, very deadly place in time. It's my opinion that we are moving to, wow, it's my opinion that we're moving to the advent of world war, and it's almost where it can't be stopped now, because it's baked into the cake. It's already here. It's already unfolded, and it can't be stopped now. But this is something that I think that we should really be paying attention to, so that we could properly prepare for it. So, Chico Stick, what's your take on the moves that are being made in Syria by Russia and by the U.S. and also, very importantly, the moves that have been being made in the South Sea of China, and how this plays into the overall current event that some of our listeners should be well aware of and paying close attention to, because the ramifications of them could be life-threatening to them and their families in the future.
Well, just to finish, I think you may be going to a break soon, right? But just to finish up the thought, which will lead into that, would be that I'm in no way saying, obviously, and neither are you, that the oil in no way affects these countries. I mean, we have the OPEC countries and then the non-OPEC countries, which, you know, produce oil, and they depend on, you know, exporting, you know, selling the oil in order to, you know, for their own economy. You know, some people export rice, you know, these countries export oil. Say they obviously do need the oil, and for them it's very important. What we're saying is that every time we have the infighting, it's not always about the oil. It doesn't end there. There's always a deeper reason than just the oil. It's like, hey, they want the oil, because it's not always about that. Now, when we go into this thing with them, with the Russians, you know, and then the U.S., one of the hardest things to, you know, for people to understand, and I know your listeners probably have no issues with this, is that, you know, the United States has always, unfortunately, you know, usually through black op operations, or what they call ultra, you know, black op operations, you know, which sometimes even the presidents don't know anything about these things. But, you know, where, you know, they every time they want to, you know, topple a leader, and we've seen this time and time again, there's always some kind of uprising. There's always some kind of group, you know, dissidents, you know, mm-hmm. quote unquote rebels, you know, that, you know, they're not happy with the guy who's in office. You know, we see the same thing again. Then they start getting traction. The group starts growing bigger. And next thing you know, they have a whole group of people with them, and they have sympathy. And then they start, you know, fighting against them. Next thing you know, you have a full blown civil war. And then they wind up toppling the leader, you know, the who's ever there. And then somebody else comes to power. the reality of these things are that most of the time, if not all the time, most of the time it's usually CIA backed. It's usually, you know, backed by some kind of, you know, United States, you know, British, you know, operation. And we only know about them later on when things become declassified. You know, right. For you know, for those who, you know, have a computer, you know, later on they can, you know, research, for example, Operation Cyclone. Operation Cyclone was, you know, was the code name that the CIA, you know, funded, you know, program, you know, to arm and finance the Afghan Mujahideen. You know, this was, you know, prior to the Soviet war in Afghanistan, and I think it was like 1980 or somewhere around there, 1979. And so what happened was, right, they started, you know, they funded, you know, the Mujahideen, but it was on the DL. I mean, they didn't turn around and tell everybody, hey, this is what we were doing. And so what and obviously from there, you know, it spiraled, you know, unfortunately to, you know, to Osama bin Laden. That's how he came into it, because then he was recruited and his people were recruited to fight, you know, the Russians who were coming in. And the Russians, they were backing one government, you know, and of course the United States, you know, Britain and them, they were trying to back the other government. So, but we didn't want to go in there ourselves, you know, and put boots on the ground. So we have to do it through who? We have to do it through locals. You know, and, you know, get the whole, you know, revolution thing going. And from the news point of view, we're looking at it from the news and we're like, oh, look at that poor country. Everybody's fighting for their rights and whatever. People ain't fighting for their rights, okay? We're fighting to gain, you know, control over that government, and Russia and them are fighting on their side. You see? So it turns into a proxy war. And that's what we see still today going on. The Russians put in assets in Syria because they know that this is the United States, unfortunately, okay, and their allies are trying to topple Assad. Okay, what's really wrong, I think, in parentheses about this is that if you guys can Google, you have to go to a break.
Once you hear the music, thanks, Chico. Hey, everyone, we're going to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660 is the number, and then the participant code is 549032 pound, and then just hit *61. I will see you and I will bring you up. You have a question about current events and what's going on and how you should play it. Very, very important call. I mean, very, very important show with my man Chico Sick. I don't think there's anyone better to be here at this time. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Chico Sick. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
We use our minds to write rhymes that you can touch. My feet stay planted on the ground. You want that soft pop shit, you better book another sound. We get down. I know the streets. Y'all rappers got maps out looking all around. Y'all want the crown. But why should I battle you if next week they're going to put you in the ground? That's a waste of time. I'd rather blaze a rhyme or someone trying to raise their mind. Bucktown, USA, Boogie Down Connect. Yo, Buck, what the fuck they gonna say?
Who cares? They want that pop shit.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, would love to hear from you about what's going on in the world, some of the current events that we're touching now. Give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound, and then hit *61. And that will let me know and see that you're in queue, that you have a question or comment for our guest, Chico Sick, on the current events, on what's transpiring in the world today and what can affect us and what we need to prepare for and how to prepare for it. So I want to go back to Chico Sick, who is laying out, as always, in such a great way, some of the things that are going on. And I want to just say that these are our opinions about what's going on, and it will be our opinions on how you should respond to it. It's up to you to do your own due diligence and for you to study and take into consideration what's important to you and your family and the overall community at large, to see where you're going to participate in it. Because some people are going to ignore it, and they're going to find out a very unpleasant surprise that they're going to have in the future, either economically or at worst at some point in time. through the overall military industrial expansion of this world. It's going to catch us. It's going to catch us all. But the thing is that we want to make sure that you know it, so that you could prepare for it, so that you will have options to decide how you will respond to the appropriate adversity that will be facing you, your family, and the community at large. So this is such an important show. If you have any questions about anything, definitely ask it now, because believe me, if you have a question, your question is something that 100 other people are actually thinking about right now. Just right now is not the time to be bashful or shy. If there's some questions that you have, then we need to talk about it, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. So let's go back to my man Chico Stick, who is gracing Tando Radio Show today. And I just really, really sincerely thank you, Chico Stick, for who you are and what you do. A very, very important person, a real confidant of mine, someone that I trust, you know, greatly through the years that we've known each other and the common ground that we have with each other. And this is so, so important that you establish bonds with people that you can trust. And it's so important, especially to get through some of the things that we're going to see in the very near future and the unfolding and the unfolding presence that we are subject to now. So, Chico Stick.
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you for those kind words.
Well, you know it's likewise, true, man. It's so important. There's some people that you really rely on. Even though we've been busy, we know that at any time, if something went wrong, one of the first calls that we would make was to each other to make sure that we had what we need and to prepare for whatever it is. You know, it's so important that we establish these alliances.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right. And just a quick update on those who aren't in front of a TV. They just finished the police were able to you know, they stormed into the concert hall. This is in Paris. They were able to, you know, overtake the concert hall, so they ended the siege of the concert hall. So far they counted 40 dead, but they still got bodies all over the place. They got to count up and see what's going on with that. And unfortunately, they got a mandatory curfew in Paris. In France, so yeah. You probably saw that one coming.
Yeah, right.
But
wow,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Chico Stick. Go ahead, Chico Stick.
Yeah, prior to the break, we were talking about. Just wanted to briefly, because I want to just briefly lay this out as fast as I can, and then we'll jump into how this is affecting everything today. If we see a few years back, we can actually see pictures of President Assad of Syria sitting down, you know, with Hillary Clinton when she was the Secretary of State, was sitting down with Kerry. I mean, in the White House, you know, chilling, hanging out, no problems, everything was cool. You know what I mean? But right. You know, as you see, like in the mobster movie, you know, for lack of a better, you know, analogy, you know. It's like, hey, you know, no offense, it's all business. You know, this is just business. It's not personal. You know,
right.
And this is what they're doing to this guy. Now what's the okay, Russians have obviously assets in, you know, we saw that the United States was actually going to go into Syria and take them out a couple years back. They couldn't because Russia then moved some of their assets. Russia actually has a base in Syria prior to all of this. It's the only base in the entire Middle East that Russia has. And obviously Russia
right.
didn't want to lose that. So Russia went ahead and sent in, you know, some troops and put them there at his base, you know, and obviously with the whole thing, hey, listen, if one bullet grazes one of my soldiers, you know, it's going to be a problem. And so obviously the United States sort of kind of backed off a little bit. But now it's like, OK, we didn't really go in, but now we're droning. And so before we started droning, you know, this whole thing with ISIS started happening because, you know, ISIS was called something else before, but, you know, a couple of years ago, we see this whole thing with ISIS. Well, what's ISIS? And, you know, in ISIS, it's very, you know, it's funny, for lack of a better term, but if, you know, again, this is something that you can Google Putin. Putin explains who ISIS really is. You guys can Google. It's about a 15-minute press conference that Putin and his ministers are having. And he went right
laid it out.
Yeah, he laid it out. He didn't flat out say it's the United States, but he pretty much said so. Now, you have to understand, when you see things like ISIS, and you see how, you have to ask yourself, the very first thing is, who's arming them? Okay? Because everybody's taught, we're taught here, and, you know, we watch TV, and, you know, we're walking around in our, you know, mundane lives of things going on, but we have to start thinking to ourselves, and these are things that I think, and I know you think so too, it's like, you know something, I saw a bunch of ISIS, quote-unquote, fighters on TV, and they're carrying around shiny new, you know, AK-47s, they're driving around these brand new Toyota Jeeps, you know, they got all kinds of, you know, grenade launchers and, you know, pump action shotguns. You know what I mean? Like, where are they getting all this? You know,
right.
They're supposed to be a bunch of dudes living in caves, you know what I mean, with bows and arrows, you know, shooting rabbits so they can, you know, have something to eat. Where are they getting thermite? Where
right.
are they getting these kind of explosives? You know, for example, the plane that brought down the Rush, the bomb, the explosion that took down the Russian passenger airplane a couple of weeks ago. You remember that over Egypt?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That they concluded that it was an explosion. ISIS supposedly is taking, you know, credit, or they're blaming ISIS for it. The explosion that was brought, you know, that brought down this plane, you know, contains military grade explosives. Okay, this wasn't, you know, a few firecrackers, a couple of M80s that brought this plane down. So once again, if this is ISIS doing it, you have to ask yourself the question, where are they getting military-grade explosives? If these are a bunch of dudes sitting in caves who don't know better, a bunch of 12-year-olds, there's a rifle, you know, shooting. If it gets jammed, or well, you know, say, you know, high
wipe it off, you'll take the bolt out, wipe it off. Right.
Yeah, exactly. You get your 72 versions, you're good. You know, that's what it is. And what Putin goes on to say in this video and in the thing is that he understands, and we have to understand one thing, and I think most of your listeners know that Putin, before he was Putin, you know, President Putin, he was actually the head of the KGB.
Right.
Okay. Putin is a master assassin. Putin is a master, you know, intelligence officer. He knows what's going on even before everybody else does. Okay. His intelligence is just as good as ours. Okay, we're really literally at a what they call a good old fashioned Mexican standoff with him. Okay, he knows what's going on. So he just doesn't flat out say it because he's also a politician. So he doesn't want to go all out in war, but he says things, you know, just to say, like, you know, I got your number. You know what I mean? I know what's going on. And so what he lays out in this interview, he starts saying, and he actually directs it to us here in the United States, you know, in our leaders. He says, you know, it's bad policy what you have. Because we know who ISIS really is. And what his intelligence discovered is that ISIS are all mercenaries. He
yep.
says, do you know what mercenaries are? Mercenaries are people who fight for the highest bidder. He goes, but then you call in these mercenaries. And you know what he even said in this press conference? He said, and I know exactly what they're getting paid.
Yep.
I know what the going fee to join ISIS is. And unfortunately, there's even people who are fighting for ISIS who are not even Muslim. They're not even Muslim. There's actual reports, and I can't confirm, obviously, I can't confirm or deny this, I'm not in the intelligence, but there's reports that there's actual groups of people fighting for ISIS who are United States citizens.
From here, right?
Yeah, they're ex-military, you know, they're just mercs. You know, they, yeah, listen, if they're going to pay me, you know, $40,000 a month, I'll go. You know, they have that kind of mentality. You know what I mean? And they usually go and they just do some of the training. They'll train people. You know, they're training. They, you know, this is how you use this weapon. This is how you detonate this. Again, I'm not saying that for a fact. These are the reports that I've read, which anybody can read themselves. You just go online and Google and you start reading, and one article will take you to another. And you decide whether you want to believe these things or not. But when you have, you know, the president of Russia, the president of Russia stating these things in an open news conference, okay, for the world to see, then there's got to be some kind of truth behind it. We have to understand this. You know, Putin is not going to go out there, you know, like an idiot like this guy. Remember Chavez? You know, Chavez used to go out and he used to spew out a lot of information and, you know, a lot of
hatred
and a lot of, you know, he used to go out there. But so Putin is not going to make a fool out of himself and start saying things that, you know, every time Putin speaks, it turns out to be a lie. Oh, here goes Putin again, mouthing off. That's why he's cool and calm. And the things that he says is very, you know, he watches what he says. So now it takes us back into Syria. So now he knows that ISIS is actually one of these other operations backed by the CIA. Okay. So because we could not go into Syria and just straight up topple them. Okay, now we need the excuses like, man, we got to say that ISIS is a threat to everybody. And, you know, now ISIS is, you know, they spread into Syria. And now, well, what are we going to do? We got to take them out. So now we're droning them. Okay, but who exactly are we droning? We're not really droning ISIS. You know,
no.
Do you remember when they blew up a whole hospital a few weeks
of
ago?
Course.
I don't know if you remember. They
of
remember
course. Doctors Without Borders hospital who didn't want to participate in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Of course.
Yeah, so they blew up the hospital, and then with the United, oops, you know, we were off by a few degrees, you know, we didn't mean to bomb the hospital. It was, you know, it was actually a mistake. It was that. It was. Listen, there's no mistake. Okay, we have satellites that can take a picture of a grain of rice
right.
on your
yeah.
kitchen table through your window with high definition resolution. Okay, so there's no such thing as like, oh man, you know, we were off, you know, the wind took it. You know, we can't say things like that. Okay, not in this age. You know, not when it comes to, you know, hey, listen, we took out a hospital. Okay, they know exactly what's going on. So now we're droning in there because we have to take out ISIS. Okay, but we're not really taking out ISIS because ISIS is backed, you know, allegedly by us. Okay, so now the Russians are in there, and like you were talking about, you know, here comes Israel, and Israel is bombing who? You know, Israel goes in there and he's bombing what? He's bombing Assad's people. Why are they bombing Assad's, you know, military or
true.
Assad's
yeah.
interest? Because Assad's interest is backed by Russia. You see? And then us, unfortunately, we're backing ISIS. You see what I mean? So we're basically right. once again in a proxy war. You understand what I'm saying? And
yep.
and it's this whole big thing. But what's the whole bottom line of this? And I guess this is what takes us all to, you know, and obviously there's a lot more information that we can possibly cover in the hour. But what does all this take us to? And it takes us all to the same thing. Now, a lot of people might, you know, raise an eyebrow. A lot of people might say, oh, brother. A lot of people might say, here we go again. You know, but like I always say, whether you believe it, whether I believe it, it's actually irrelevant.
Right.
What matters is what this is what these people believe, and what they are trying to do is bring us all into a one world governance, a one world order. Novus Ordos Seclorum. It's on the back of your dollar bill. It's a prophecy, and it's funny because I heard Dr. Tom Horn say this once a couple times actually. He said it's funny that most of us carry the prophecy on from Apollo, from Apollo's priestess, the Cuman Sibyl. We carry that more often, that prophecy on our person in the form of the dollar bill than most of the times we'll carry a Bible with us.
A Bible, yeah. Yes.
You know, and it's funny
right.
when I heard it, that I like that and it's true.
Right.
And that the dollar bill is telling you exactly what they're trying to do. This is not conspiracy theory. This is not conspiratorial. This is not, you know, angel has, you know, guys got nothing else to do. You know, these are not little angels and demons telling you know what to do. This is what they believe. This is what they're moving the world to. But the problem is that you cannot have a one world order when you have what we, you know, consider what we call today communist countries. Because you can't have one guy, you can't have a Saddam Hussein in there thinking that he runs stuff, you know, because he's the oddball out. So what do we have to do? Listen, we got to take Saddam out, you know. We can't have, you know, a Gaddafi, you know. It's another quote-unquote nutcase. And remember, every time they don't like you, every time you don't fit with the program, you're a nutcase. Now, I'm not saying that these guys
right. But no, it's the regular. This is the regular script. This is the regular script that's written, regardless of
Dave.
Who they are or not. But this is the script. You're absolutely right. You
hey,
know,
I have an observation from today concerning Syria and the mainstream media.
Go ahead, Scotty.
And I just want to remind you, you still may have that listener in queue in case you've forgotten.
Okay.
But.
Yes.
I was watching I wasn't really not watching the news. The news was on the TV. So I'm in the kitchen and I'm doing something in the kitchen. And so I hear on Wolf Blitzer's program on CNN saying how they don't have any intelligence on the ground in Syria and blah, 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 blah. Then 2 hours later, the TV's still on the same channel and I come back through to go to the laundry room. And then I hear another person saying, we got intelligence on the ground. And I'm like,
right.
They can't even make up their mind. I'm like, they're giving out conflicting information. But of course, I know that they got intelligence on there was something that happened involving ISIS. And then they were
that
saying.
That was the killing of Jihad. What's his name?
No.
Jihad John?
Yeah. That's what they were talking about today. But I'm talking about something that happened last week. And I talked about on my program. And they were saying China confirmed something and that ISIS was involved in. I'm sorry, I can't remember it exactly. But they said that we confirmed whatever it is they confirmed because they had intelligence. And I'm like, well, you know, they not going by just what's being put out on Twitter by so-called ISIS and whatnot. But we confirmed this because we got intel. I said, yeah, you probably got a man in the room. You know, because
right.
them your people,
exactly,
but I was tripping today because here, 2 hours apart, you putting out conflicting. First, you ain't got no intelligence on what's happening on the ground. Then 2 hours later, you got intelligence on the ground. I'm like, y'all can't make up your mind of which lie you're going to go with.
That's it right there. And, you know, it's so funny. Hold on, Chico Sick, just so you know, that's Scotty, if you remember Scotty.
Yes.
Okay, this is a key thing here, and it's so, so important, is what Scotty is bringing up. And we know it because we've been in those realms and we can see it. We also got a caller, Chico Sick, we're going to go to right after this.
Yes.
If you watch the Cerebrally Naive Network, what Scotty was talking about, they always have former CIA people giving editorial and commentating on what is going on. They also have former CIA people working for, and they say this and they admit to it. So what does that tell you? There's a direct connection between them and the CIA because they're the propaganda machine for that institution, in that whole institution. The next time you watch Cerebrally Naive Network, look how many times that they admit that they have CIA personnel on their show. And it tells you everything. It tells you absolutely everything. Everything. So, hey, Chico said we got a caller that's in queue. Let's go to this caller real quick, okay?
Yep.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What's your name, where you calling from, and what is your question or comment? Oh, we lost him. Give us a call back. Know who it is. Let's go back to this other. I think I know what this. Hey, bro, how you doing? Welcome back to Tando Radio Show. Are you in a clear? Can you talk now?
Yeah, I'm a little bit in a clear space. Can you guys hear me clearly?
Yeah, we can hear you perfectly now. What's going on, bro?
I'm doing all right. Good evening to you, your guest, and I'm Scotty Reed. This is Thomas Smith in New York.
What's up, Thomas?
I've been on your show, been listening for a while, and I had a few observations to make.
Go ahead.
Have a few seconds to make them.
Okay, yeah.
First, I wanted to say, I've been listening to what you said regarding, over the few weeks, NATO, U.S., China, Russia, the Deacon's Report, the BRICS, the Pope, the Dragons. And I've been coming up with some of the same conclusions and some of my own research.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's where my heart is, but my brain tells me something else. And I just wanted to know if I can, run something past you to paint a different picture, maybe. All right. As we know, white people make up less than 9% of the world's population.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They can't mix with anyone else that still exists. They have the two highest populated countries is what, U.S. and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
The EU is important in right now, the lightest colored, their average they can, so they could boost up their population. Sweden is getting the most, and that's the whitest of the white countries,
Mm-hmm.
Russia understands this as well. A couple years ago, Putin invited Boyz II Men and other groups over to perform a bunch of love songs to boost up Russian love. Of course, the United States understands that. They're trying to shut down Planned Parenthood to stop all these white abortions. So U.S. and Russia also share something else in common, which is they both are formed by English charters. Russia was formed by the Muscovy Company, which is today called Moscow. Nothing more than a British colony from the 1500s.
Mm-hmm.
U.S., of course, was started, by British as well. The Virginia Company, the Plymouth Company, et cetera. So these are both corporations owned and operated by Britain. I don't care how it looks. You know what I'm saying? They don't give up what they own. Now you have China about to rule the world. To me, they're setting up a scenario for Russia and the United States to get together, not to be separated.
Mm-hmm.
You got Russia's plane coming down now. You got this French attack. Everything is leaning to where we're going to be together on this war on terrorists to up our population because neither one of them can afford to let China take over. Russians know they can't mix with Chinese, and they can't afford to have China ruling the world. And if the United States is gone, the white supremacy is gone. And I'm sure Russia loves the position they're in because of white supremacy. So I just wanted to give a little pushback because that's what my brain is telling me. My heart is telling me that everything else that you guys are saying is right because I've been seeing the same thing. But the fact that they're putting all this out there and we're all seeing the same thing lets me think these white people are up to something else. And that's all I had to say. Thank you.
You know, one of the things that I always say is you always watch your flank, because if you can see it, it's probably something else that's being hidden while you're watching just that. There's so many variables. And I would say this, that Russia and the U.S. were actually allies for many, many a year in fighting the Nazis, which is the Nazis was not a political organization, but a cult. But what really happened was that the overall rituals of the Nazis was actually put together by the United States through the policy of manifest destiny. So there are so many variables in this whole thing, and it's pretty much I can definitely see where you're going, and I'm glad that you're asking the questions, because now you're doing the research, bro, and coming up with some of your own conclusions. And one of the things that, you know, that I always come back to is that these governments, and said this all you know, so many times on this show, and I always will, these governments are in a one big fraternity, and that fraternity is their fraternity against us, the general population, because they want to control us. And so that's the real agenda here. And you know, Chico Sick had laid it out, says that they want to put us under one world governance. And so the only thing that's stopping them from doing that is that we have to ensure that we maintain our sovereignty as individuals first, because I'm going to tell you, when you were born, and we're blessed with everything that you have, the great creator gave you everything that you need, and he didn't give you a nationality, gave you who you were and everything that you needed from that, because that's the overall process of life, and by way of the spirit, the body and the mind and the soul. So it's right now we're under some very, very deep manipulation, and this stuff that they are putting together is definitely for our own demise. Now, within these groups, they're just like any other group, that if you get 20 people together, there's going to be 20 different opinions, and five of the people are not going to like, you know, five of the other people, and three of the people are going to absolutely hate them. But they have a policy of this, regardless of their differences. They align themselves for the overall agenda to control and manipulate the masses of the people, because that's who this war, every war, 95% of the war's casualties are innocent civilians, and that's by design, because it's a depopulation program that they engage in. These people don't go to war with each other. They go to war against the people of the world. So, no, bro, I definitely see what you're saying, and I thank you for the call. Chico said we got the other caller that's back. Let's go back to him, okay?
Okay.
Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
This is Brother Davis calling from South Carolina, brother.
Dave, what's up, Brother Davis? How you doing? Welcome back to Well, it's your show too, Brother Davis. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm sitting here listening, and Chico, you actually come up with a unique perspective and a key to the right connection in making the lock tumblers fall into place. But I do think that out of all of this here that is going on, we overlooking something that's major right now going on in the cosmos. And the reason why I say that is because everything that we spoke about tonight was man's fixation on man.
Right.
Which comes down to it. Somebody wants to be in control. Somebody wants to rule the world. That's all man's fixation on man. Right now, the phenomenon is that there's a wind excursion that has shifted the waters of Lake Erie from the west side of the lake. They push the water level 6 feet below water level. On the east side of the lake, they lifted the water levels up 7 feet. See, this is a natural phenomenon where the cosmos is letting us know, regardless of what's going on with man, that they cannot do the impossible.
Right.
And this is impossible. Man cannot make this happen. We fail to realize that as deeply involved in this world of control and maniacalism, which is what it is,
right,
that goes on here on Earth, this isn't how this marvel began. So when I see phenomena like this, I believe it's the creator's way of saying, okay, I'm letting y'all know I don't like what's going on. And those people who tap into that are starting to have less fear of man. And the reason being is because man can only kill you once. I mean, that's a powerful statement, because most of us believe in afterlife. Or if they don't, they should. And the reason why I say they should is because in this life, all you get bombarded with is man.
Right.
Unless you do something to initiate a relationship with the creator on some level. That means everybody has a option available to them. I do believe that humanity cannot save humanity. Man, inhumane to man, to save man. Think about it.
Right.
So literally, when I see stuff like this type of phenomena, I get deeper in my meditation and I pull those loved ones closer. Because the statement that I'm trying to make is that we're only here for a period of time. We've known from history that civilizations come and go in every situation. Every civilization, man had a plan, and some rose and some fall, but time takes its toll. But the most magnificent thing of that all, as humanity, we are still here. So I'd like you to understand that regardless of what these countries are doing, what these governments are doing, what these men have decided to be exercised over our lives from time to time, and only, like Dave said, when we submit our sovereignty. Because if you decide you ain't doing it and put up a fight, even if they kill you, they can only kill you once, and they can only kill you in this world.
That's right.
So, as we move on, and I'm going to tell you, I listen because of the content. The content expands me, and it adds to me. And that's why I put my time in, I give my insight, but I never want people to forget this, that regardless of what man does, he didn't create us. And when a person, when the spirit that creates us destroys us, it won't be one at a time. And it'll be for whatever reasoning. And I don't even say, if it comes to his decision, reasoning is out the window. And I say his as a lackadaisical term, because some people have different perspectives. So don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to.
No, not at all. Not at all, Brother David.
But I'm going to tell you, when I hear the energy of you gentlemen and the way you articulate your points of views, and you're taking the puzzle and you're putting the pieces together so people can get the whole vision, all I want them to know is that this is only the perspective of life from the position of man.
Right.
And once we start looking at what the creator's doing, you're going to see phenomena like the one I mentioned to you. And there's more to come.
There's more to come.
There's more to come, because we have to be awakened to his satisfaction.
Right.
So, I mean, all this stuff is going on. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so funny. And I know Chico Sick is sitting back laughing, because he's totally, you know, in agreement with you, Brother Davis, because there was some of the phenomenon that Chico Sick and I, and which you already do all the time, because we're, you know, I love the harmonic resonance that we have. We were actually going to start to talk about some of the great phenomenon that are going on, and that being one of being Planet X also, and the influence that another celestial body is starting to have on our physical world here. And Brother Davis, you being Brother Davis, which I love so much, brought it back to that. And it's so, so important that when we come back, we're going to go to a commercial break. Hold on, Brother Davis. Hold on, Chico Six. We're going to go to a commercial break, everyone. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you have a question or comment you'd like to get in for Chico Sick or for Brother Davis and myself, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490 32 pounds. then hit *61. Much love. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to finish the conversation. Great, great, great show for you. Listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we have with us today our special guest, our brother, Chico Stick, that's dropping in with current events. And we have on the line Brother Davis, who was actually chronicalizing the truth of all of the things that we are experiencing right now. And that's why Brother Davis is Brother Davis and so important to this show, because of the perspective and the overall truth that the show brings. And I really, really do appreciate it. Brother Davis, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we were getting ready to go to the commercial break. So I want you to go ahead and just pick back up where you were. But it's I know Chico Stick is laughing because this is, and he's totally in agreement, because this is a part of the show that we were going to actually talk about before the things in Paris started to happen. That was the layout of the whole show, and I appreciate you bringing those things that really matter up, because that's where our focus always has to be, because everything else is mildly interesting. But go ahead, Brother Davis.
Yeah, well, I was only speaking from the perspective of families and where we are the heads of. When I listen to you and I listen to Brother Chico, I'm seeing the authority of his family and the quality of information that they use, that he incorporates into that position that he holds with his family. And I reflect the same way in mine, because
right,
that means that there's a foundation there, that although this man's thing has a lot of information, it doesn't even shake the foundation of beyond the words. And see, when you move in on a level of spirituality, in most cases, you're moving beyond words, because there's so many things that we cannot explain that is a part of our lives that we can see as a personal experience.
Right.
And when I say see as a personal experience, I mean everybody in your spiritual relationship, there has to be times when you say, wow, I didn't realize that. Because I'm going to say it happens to me often, especially now in these in climate times, because the spirit is awakening people all over the world in many different ways to many different things. Now, I don't know if I mentioned it to, well, I mentioned it to some, that I'm into organic farming, but just the concept of what organic farming is for regular farming, and the process as well as the result. It's only to make better what you can get anyway.
Right.
And the reason why I say that is because that is our purpose here. That we should be living a quality of life that makes it better for those people who are part of our lives. There are times when you have that one-on-one situation with a child, a wife, in which you feel the generation of the wisdom of your time come alive. And literally, that serves a greater purpose. And that's why I tell people all the time, this is man's world now. Keep that in mind. Because when the creator makes a move, everybody will not see it for what it is in the beginning. And those people who fear, they're going to die from that fear. That's why they perpetuate it. I've said that many times.
Right.
So I find joy in times like this. We are exchanging ideas. We're getting to know each other personally without knowing each other physically. And that's a powerful statement when men come together.
It sure is. It sure is. Chico Stick, anything you want to respond to? That because Brother Davis has, as always, lays it out.
No, definitely. I mean, I completely agree. Thanks, Brother Davis, for all that. I mean, he's absolutely right. When we see all these things that happen today, and we try to fit the pieces together as best we can, but at the very end of the day, it's always going to go back to one thing. It's always going to go back, like Brother Davis says, it's going to go back to the Creator. I happen to be somebody who believes in a higher form. You know, I believe in God. You know, I don't know what all your, you know, listeners believe in, but I happen to believe that there is a God. And I also happen to believe that there is also a reckoning. Why is that? Because I'm also a student, as you know, obviously, and a researcher of the scriptures,
right.
The Bible and prophecy. And of and even books that aren't part of the Bible, you know, you go into the Apocrypha, and I've researched many of them. I mean, dozens and dozens, and it always goes back to one thing. And once again, like I was saying before, whether you know you want to believe it or I don't want to believe it, you know, or whether somebody believes it or not, or they think it's just a big, you know, a big, you know, dream or a big, you know, hocus pocus. This is what they believe. We have to
right.
understand. This is what they believe. They believe that it's all going to come down to a central ruling authority, okay, something which, by the way, I know Brother Davis will know about this, something that goes back, it's not a new concept. It goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 10. It goes all the way back to Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. It goes all the way back to ruling everything from one central location. It has always been that. You know, like he said, it's men trying to rule over men. Okay, where did they get that idea from? You know, you take it back further, and you start, you know, you go back. When I say further, I mean like in Genesis, but you can also go back into, you know, other things. If there's listeners who don't believe or don't want to accept, for example, scripture as canon, then fine. I mean, there's some people who want to, you know, who rather believe in the Sumerian text. You know,
right.
You want to read the Sumerian text, it tells you the exact same thing, you know, with a twist to it of how, you know, humans began. But it's always going to go back to some, and like you said, I completely agree with, you know, what Brother Davis is saying. All these things that are playing out today all have a reason. They're all going to come down to a reason. And if we don't understand, or if we don't pick a side to be on, if we don't know very well what we're going to be on, we're going to get caught up in some pretty bad stuff. And like you said, I mean, it's eventually going to cost us our lives. You know, and in a dumb way, I say, in my opinion, I think it's a dumb way if we don't want to accept what the reality is. You know,
right.
We can keep watching, you know, the you know, X Factor and, you know, who won this. And I've always found it very amazing how people can quote, you know, stats from a, you know, a baseball player, or, you know, they can quote, you know, who won the, you know, the World Series and, you know, how many ERAs this guy had. Or I've always been amazed at it. But when you ask them, who's your senator? You know, who's your congressman? You know, or do you know what just happened, you know, in France? They look at you like, huh, what are you talking about?
Right, right. Oh, you're one of those guys. Right,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
Who's you saying? I mean, these are the people who are making the laws governing how you're going to live. You know,
right.
You have a toilet in your house that the water that it flushes, it's governed by the government. I mean, did you know that?
Right.
You know, these people, you know, they control every little thing, and little by little, they're encroaching a little bit more, and they're not understanding this is eventually going to take us to where they want to take us. But once again, and going back to what we were talking about, they can't move ahead when they have who they consider radicals, you know, Gaddafi, Saddam, you know, the Egyptian president, I forgot his name, all these people that they're taking
Mubarak.
Out one by one.
How do you remember?
Remember that they made this whole uprising against him. They got rid of him. They put in a puppet. You know,
right.
The same thing they were trying to do in Chechnya. You know, they were trying to do up there in the, you know.
Well, that's the Chechnya. What was the Chechnyans who took over the theater in Russia?
Right.
Sorry about that. Thank
yeah.
you. Go ahead.
The Crimean Peninsula. All these things, you know, they can't do it. And once again, for those of you who would like to Google it, you can see Putin himself, or I think it was President Medvedev at the time who said, you know, listen. I know you guys want a new world order. He said it just like that. He said, but we're not down with that. He said, that's my word. But he said, you know, we're not down with that. We're not going to go along with that. Okay. So they're trying to force somebody's hand. Okay. The brother who called before, and he was saying that, you know, we might merge with Russia and they might, you know, try to do that. That may happen. That may happen. It's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but that may happen once we see ourselves, you know, at our knees. Because one thing, and if I may, One thing that we have to understand, and I've talked extensively about it, and I've, you know, a lot about this, is that the things that are, that they're trying to bring about, it's not going to happen, you know, in a way that everybody says, hey, China and Russia are going to invade. I mean, how many times have you heard that? Oh my God, I'm sick of that already. Hey, Russia and China, they're going to invade the U.S. It's not going to happen that way. You know, or hey, Russia and, you know, is going to, you know, start. It's not going to happen that way. You know how it's going to happen? There has to be, and this one, I'm telling you, mark my words, there has to be some kind of catastrophe that's going to bring either the U.S. to their knees, or it's going to bring Russia to their knees. It's going to bring a major country to their knees. Then somebody's going to take advantage of that. Okay, the United States is not going to be invaded by China tomorrow. Everybody's like, hey, you know, the Chinese are going to come in. Everybody get your rifle, you know, dust them off. It's not going to happen that way. Okay, nope. even with the million man army that Russia, that the Chinese have, or they have like a million and a half man infantry now, I think, you know,
right.
It's still not nearly enough. Okay, yeah, they can take over certain assets or stuff like that. But once again, you have to get through our military. You have to get through our police departments. You have to get through our sheriff's department. Then you have to get through local, you know, Bob, you know, Sally and Joe, you know, hanging out with the shotguns, you know, taking the shotguns off of their pickup trucks, you know, and then you got to go through, you know, JJ and Ray and, you know, and Jose and Chico Stig and all these guys on the block who just
this
carry
ain't gonna happen.
They carry. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna experience major losses that way. Okay, everybody says Chinese are gonna invade, it's not gonna happen. Oh, and then also you have the National Guard. I mean, it's not gonna happen that way. They're gonna take too many losses, okay? Because remember, an army has to be able to, you know, hold the territory. And if you're holding the territory, but you're getting picked off by the people that live there, you know, you got guys that come back from war. You got guys from the Vietnam era who came back with rifles and sniper scopes, and they still have them. Nobody ever accounted for them. I mean, that's not going to happen that way. But now, if there was a major earthquake, if there was a, let's say, an asteroid strike, which a lot of people speak about, or there was a comet strike, God forbid, but one of these things that'll take out, or a tsunami wave coming from the Canary Islands.
Or a solar flare.
Or a solar flare, right? Or maybe a man-made solar flare, right? Mm-hmm. Which we know North Koreans already also have that capability, you know, of producing an EMP. You launch it 20 miles, you know, right over the continental United States. It's lights out. We're back to the 1800s. You know, something like that. Now they're going to be in a position to, if they wanted to invade. We have to understand these things. We have to be, you know, and like you were saying at the beginning, we have to prepare ourselves for these things mentally. Listen, I don't mean to be a pessimistic. At the very end, of course, you know, we always have the hope in God and the Creator, like Brother Davis is saying. But for now, things are going to get worse. They're going to get worse. You know, you want to listen to the prosperity preachers about, you know, today is your year, you know, things are going to be all right. You know, wear those shoes, you know, wear that $1,000 suit. You know, God wants you to look like that. You know, He wants you to wear. Listen, if that's what makes you feel good, you know, the whole Joel Osteen thing, you know, today is your day, tomorrow, you know, whatever, you know, if you want to listen to that, it's fine. But things have to get worse. They have to. Okay? Because if they don't, then the whole Bible, everything scripture is a lie. Okay? And these guys know what's coming. Because they answer. Okay? Now, they answer to the prince of this world. Okay? Everybody who doesn't understand this can go and they can go ahead and Google Bohemian Grove. Okay? This is one of the first articles that came out publicly. Alex Jones actually made his name on that. Alex Jones is a little bit cuckoo these days, but, you know, but he actually made, when he was actually trying to get down to the bottom of things, he actually videotaped a lot of things. Okay? Very disturbing who these people answer to. Okay? And the list goes on and on of the people who, you know, you're talking about Newt Gingrich, Ronald Reagan, you know, the Bushes, all of them. They're all
every major CEO in the world. Yep.
You know,
yeah.
They all answer to this entity. I mean, it's really disturbing to know that, hey, these are our leaders. And of course, if you ask them, everybody just blows it off. Oh, you know, what are you talking about? Please, you know, here goes another nutcase. Because again, once you're labeled as a nutcase, as a conspiracy theory, then everybody just blows you off. But it doesn't negate what's fact. Okay,
nope.
this is what they would, you know, people who are interested and really want to do some deep reading, you can buy the you can read that book. Who was it? Was it Albert Pike? Was it, you know, the Freemason? Uh-huh.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And he'll explain all these things, you know, as to where, you know, where they want to take, what their beliefs is and where they're taking this. You can also research Francis Bacon, who was one of the founders of this country. Francis Bacon, people don't understand that Francis Bacon
wrote was nothing more than William Shakespeare. Hey, just to let you know, I didn't mean to cut you off, everyone. I posted inside of Tando Radio Show who Putin said ISIS is, and there's an Albert Pike posting inside of Tando also, and that's a very good rebuttal. Go ahead, Chico. Just to let you know, Chico, say, hold on, we got a caller that's there, and I don't want to run out of time with a caller. Let's take this one caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Chico Sticks?
Hey, Peace, Steve. Hey, Chico Sticks, I know you're Googling things. Check this out. This is Executive Order 13603. Just hit that right quick. That's right in the realm of where your ship is sailing right now. Just check that out right quick. And peace to you guys. Great conversation. You know I love it. I'm sitting back loving it.
Brother Braggs, what's going on?
I just had to interject that, man. Now check this out.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Braggs.
This gonna blow your wig back right here. This is executive order from my president, 13-13-603.
Yeah.
This is the real takeover. Check this out. Basically, it makes us slaves. Now the things that you're talking about are real big occurrence. Now they passed this. I haven't heard any media. You know who I heard? Dick Gregory said, Google this. You know, Dick Gregory put out a lot of information. He said, Google this. I called my young partner. He came over, Googled it for me. Man, me and him sat back like 20 minutes, like, wow. Can this be true? Can this be real? But it's real. It's an executive order from my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Mm-hmm. We talked about this on the show.
Yeah, I know, but the part about putting us in perpetual slavery.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
That's a real big event. So, if they call martial law, we can lock everybody up immediately. But I didn't know it was like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and they could take everything that you have, everything you have, be taken for national security interest. Any business
water,
you have, water, food, any and everything. And not
churches,
only that,
everything.
Anything that you do as a professional service, they can take you and make you work and not pay you in natural.
Make everybody work, whatever
right,
they need
exactly.
you to do. I sat back and, man, I was like, wow. Me and my guy sat there. We was like, now, a bunch of the other stuff I had read, but I must have missed that. I don't know how I missed that part, the slavery part. I missed that, man. I don't usually miss nothing like that.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta, if I'm, you know, Hollywood reflects, and I'm not in by any way, you know, saying that the author of this particular movie, I don't know if you guys have seen it, you know, The Hunger Games. You know, the trilogy, and I think another part's going to come out next week or so. And I'm not saying that the author, you know, has any insight. She may. I'm not sure. She lives in Connecticut, the author of The Hunger Games. But if you see The Hunger Games at all, which is actually not a bad movie, by the way, or not a bad book, but if you see it, they live in a post-apocalyptic piece of the United States, what's left. And the people, which are divided into 13 districts, that's the way that's the way it is. Like, it's forced. Even though you're quote-unquote free, but you have to work, like literally under, like, dudes with machine guns. That's just the way it is. And that's basically what the executive order is.
Basically, that's what it is. It's a work order for the world, for all of us, America.
Right.
I mean, I can't believe that, man, in America, man. We are really in the Nazi control, huh?
Yeah, been there for, yeah, and you know that, Brother
Brad. We already in the grips. I didn't know we were that deep in, man. Everybody wants to wake up to this game, John.
Yeah.
Well, if you add the Patriot Act to that, you know, the Patriot Act, which was signed by Bush and then re-signed again by President Obama, he expanded actually the powers. Under the Patriot Act, even if there's a whisper, which of course anybody can make anything up, even if there's a whisper that you have anything, any sort of connection, anything at all, with any kind of sort of terrorist organization or whatever they deem a terrorist organization, they can take you, lock you up, not say anything. You don't get your free phone call. You don't get no lawyer. You don't get anything. Nobody knows about you. They can hold you indefinitely until
you
die.
Can be anywhere in the world. See, that's the other part about it. I read a big thing about that it was happening to guys. Step out going to work, bam, they grab them, take them to some undisclosed location across the world. Nobody can find them until they release them, if they release them.
Right. This is I want everyone to hear what Brother Braggs is saying. This is not something that's just happening in Chicago. This is all over the world. There's a big base in Jordan. There's one in Egypt. There's one all over the place. Places all over the place. These detention centers. These undisclosed detention centers. Yes.
But the other thing you got to pay attention to is all these freestanding armies. The Vatican freestanding armies. Halliburton's standing army now works for Monsanto, bought them up.
Right, the mercenary.
These largest,
right.
these largest military, private military, these mercenary armies, freestanding. Now, these mercenaries, you were talking about going overseas, the stuff I've been reading, a lot of these guys are military, ex-military, who go over and sell their services, you know. From what I see, I can't tell if they've been stopping people, young people who leave, and I guess they having transmission with people from overseas, and they go to airports and fly over there, some romantic shit, I don't know. I can't see how they paying for it, you know. Who are these young people, you know? 15 and 16, you can fly right on to Afghanistan, you got to be in the bank and be doing that kind of stuff. But to go over there with that, it's really romanticism, because they really, I don't think they know what they're getting into. Then again, maybe they do.
Yeah. Well, the money is, you know, is a powerful thing. And as a matter of fact, if you Google, I don't know if you saw this, remember this day, back in September, I think it was, they actually caught an ISIS fighter who was Chinese.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, a Chinese ISIS fighter? Like, how that happened? You know how that happened? $20,000 a month, U.S. dollars. That has how that happened. Because that's what these guys are. They're a bunch of mercs, you know. People
right,
need to
right, right. And believe me, that does, and when I say believe me, that does happen. I have firsthand knowledge of that happening, because it you know, they do it through the military, they do it through police, former police or people that are within a police department for different things. These organizations, you know, yes, the mercenary groups definitely are in existence, and this is what are actually manning the proxy wars before they go to all out shooting wars. Now, just before we go, I got a text from a good friend of mine, and she wanted to say to Brother Davis, hopefully he's still listening. He said, "Thank you, Brother Davis, for letting us know that God is still in control. I love it." So just wanted to give you that shout out, Brother Davis.
I received that.
So yes, so important. But hey, gentlemen, we're up on the end of the show, and I hate that. We didn't really get to a lot of the things, but this means that, guess what, Chico Stick? Tando Radio listeners need you to come back on. And we're going to have a, you know, continue this, because things are unfolding, because we need to start to talk about. And believe me, you know, with Brother Braggs and Brother Davis and Chico Stick and myself, there is a very, very connected connection that we have to the great creator, God Almighty. It's not a religious one at all. It's not a religious one. It's based in who we really are spiritually. And that's what it's really all about. And we're going to put this together just so that you can make your own determination and let your conscience and your spirit be your guide in this whole thing. Because everything that they have in store for you, you've already defeated once you start to execute your free will. Like Brother Davis said, I like this. Like Brother Davis said, they can only kill you once. And I like this the exact same thing. I like to say it this way. How can they kill you and they never gave you life? So this is so, so important that we take back our real existence. And that's what, you know, Brother Braggs is trying to get across. That's what Chico Stick tries to get across. That's what Brother Davis, I won't say try to get across. That's what these gentlemen and these men and the sisters that we have that come on, that's what they're all about. These are selfish people that really care about you. And it's so, so important that you realize who you really are. Because when you start to realize who you are, guess what you do? You stop living for just you. You understand the true meaning of love. And the true meaning of love is when you are willing to sacrifice and you're willing to make to live for someone that you don't know. That's the true meaning of love. That's
Brother Dave.
The gift of love. Oh, go ahead, Scott. Oh, I forgot. And my man, Scotty. how could I ever forget Scotty?
Hey,
go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, I just want to let the listeners know that live streaming will continue tonight on Black Talk Radio Network. Friday is one of our busiest days of the week. So coming up at 9 o'clock, Race Treaty, we'll be listening to part two of the United Nations conference, that was held on confronting the silence on structural racism against African descended people. And then at 10 o'clock, The Lotus Place will be on air, and they will be discussing all the black-led student protests on more than 22 different campuses that's occurring right now as they confront systemic racism on their campuses. So that's what's up for tonight as we continue to stream live programming on Black Talk Radio Network. Thanks.
Powerful, powerful program. And I'm so sorry, I forgot Scotty. You already know about Scotty. This is, and I want to thank you, Scotty, for everything that you do in providing an outlet for our people through Black Talk Radio Network. Continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, please. This is the end of the show. Chico Stick, Brother Braggs, Brother Davis, and the one brother that called from New York, thank you so much. Your points are well taken. You are exactly who you're supposed to be, and you are living your life the way that the great creator intended you to live it, free and independent. Much love is never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Much love and much respect. Remember, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing. We are out. God willing, we will talk to you Monday. We're going to have, if you're available, Chico Stick, jump on the show Monday. We're going to have, what's the brother's name? Oh, shoot, Wade. Wade, who is connected to Drake, is going to be on.
I'll be listening to that.
So, okay, everyone, much love, much respect. Well, jump on, Brother Braggs. Don't be a stranger, Brother Braggs, Brother Davis. And Chico Stick, if you're available, jump in on that one. I think it'll be great.
Sometimes you gotta be quiet so you can learn, Dave. I don't mind learning.
No. I totally, you know, that's why, you know, it's, we do that. One of the things that we all do, and from the military, from, well, just from the training that we've had, you heard that all last week. And I want to thank Scotty, Brother Davis, Jerry and everyone else that was engaged in that, because that was so important for our people. And then we're going to come back next week and talk about how we need to prepare for this. And there is a spiritual preparation that we all need to have, and we can't be afraid of anything. But listen, we have to be cognizant of everything. Much love and much respect. We'll talk to you later. Running over a little bit, we will see you soon. Talk to you later. Peace. Thank you, Chico Stick.
You didn't suffer in vain. You forgive those who have trespassed against you.